Hello, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kai, and today we're going to talk about the lucid dream method and the sunrise method. So, let's get into it. For the lucid dream method, what you want to do is try to get into a lucid dream. So by doing that, you just want to fall asleep, simply. And if you're aware of your own movements and stuff, and like in your dream, because sometimes I can't control exactly what I'm doing. But if you can, and you realize that things are just not right and feel like it's a dream, then it's probably a dream, yeah. So by doing that, you can do certain reality checks. Some people can, like in your dream, you can try to push your finger through your palm, but that might be weird. So yeah. Or you can see if you can go through solid objects. Or you can try breathing underwater. Look in the mirror and if your reflection's different, then it can indicate it's a dream. If you have a clock and the time's just really weird. Or if it's really super fast. I don't know. I haven't looked at clocks in my dreams yet. So I'm not sure how it would go. But if it's just odd, then yeah. Or you can count your fingers. So if you don't have 5 fingers on your hand, then it's probably a dream also. I mean, if you don't have a finger, that just, yeah. As in if you weren't born with a finger, or if you had to get cut off or something, then, and if you just don't have your regular amount of fingers that you have, then it's probably a dream. So, and then, well, if you figure out it's a dream, and so you can pretty much control anything, and what you want to do is try to create a portal to your DR. Yeah, I'm not sure how to do that, so I guess just try to manifest that there's a portal. Just to make a portal to, your DR. I'm still working on this part, and from my experience and stuff. So the first time that I lucid dreamt, I just realized because I could breathe underwater, but then I didn't. I completely forgot to make a portal and stuff. Second time, I tried doing that, but it was weird. I ended up waking up in my dream, and yeah, whatever. It didn't work. Let's just say that. Then, the most recent time I lucid dreamt, I think a couple days ago, I was looking in the mirror in my dream, and I realized I didn't have braces. And I was like, that's odd. I have braces. Then I looked away, and I look back at the mirror, and then I have braces. And I'm like, this is a dream, isn't it? So I look at my hand. I get really dizzy. I start counting my fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why do I have 8 fingers? It was a dream. So, after I caught my balance, after being kind of dizzy, because for some reason, when I realize I'm dreaming, I get dizzy. I don't know why. I tried to manifest a portal. So I think of Hogwarts, and I try to make a portal. But then I end up waking up in real life. So yeah. That's the lucid dream method for you. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the sunrise method. I've tried this once. I think it was actually last week that I tried. Or it was the week before. Doesn't matter. I tried it once. So the way you want to do it is kind of get into the mindset that you're going to shift and that stuff. Like listening to music that reminds you of your DR. Or subliminals and that stuff. And also meditate before actually falling asleep. Then you just want to simply try to fall asleep thinking of your DR. And then you want to maybe set a timer. Or an alarm to wake up early in the morning. Usually way before you'd regularly wake up. So usually I wake up around 9 on the weekends. So I ended up waking up at 4:30 I set my alarm to. So you can do it like around 4:30, 5, maybe 6 even. I guess just earlier. And then you, if you want, you can put subliminals on or that stuff. And then try falling back asleep. Or you can try like doing a method to fall asleep too, like the Raven method. And yeah. And then supposedly you're supposed to, you could, you end up in your DR. I mean, I didn't. But I mean, two people that I watched on YouTube, I think the person that made the method said that it worked for them. And then another person tried that method that I watched and said that it worked for her and her mom. So yeah. I guess. But I'm not willing to try that again because I do not like waking up early. So that's the lucid dream method and the sunrise method. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day. And I'll, yeah. Don't know what to say anymore. So, have a nice day. Goodbye.